Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. Jack Conaway was cutting peat for fuel in the Emlog Bog in County Meath, Ireland, back in 2016 when he made a stinking discovery. Buried 12 feet underground was a 22-pound lump of butter, estimated to be about 2,000 years old. The surprising thing about this finding is that it is not all that surprising. Hundreds of specimens of so-called bog butter have been located across the Emerald Isle. I've even seen one. It's on display at the Butter Museum in Cork, Ireland, near the old Butter Exchange, in its heyday the largest exporter of butter in the world. The museum houses all kinds of exhibits which testify to the important role of butter in the economy of Ireland and the lives of its people. You cannot spend any time at all at the museum without realizing that butter is woven into practically every aspect of Irish life. As Ari Wineswig, the co-founder of Zingerman's, one of America's best specialty food stores, puts it, butter is in the culture, in the countryside, in the kitchen, in the culinary schools, in the economy. Butter is to the Irish what olive oil is to the Italians. They cook almost everything with it, and though they might occasionally be cowed into using a butter substitute like margarine, they would never think of insulting guests by offering it to them, lest it bring shame upon the house. For them, butter is the essence of hospitality. As I wandered through the Cork Butter Museum contemplating all this, it occurred to me that if you're in the mood for Irish food, Irish butter should be part of the equation. Not potatoes, which are an import from Peru, or soda bread, which goes back only to the 19th century, or corned beef and cabbage, which is actually an American creation. No, if you want to prepare an authentic Irish meal, you must have Irish butter, and you won't be disappointed. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.